Good morning. Leading the news this morning, the political battle for Western Sydney gets underway in earnest today. The Prime Minister has already outlined her roadmap to win back support, saying jobs will be her top priority. The opposition leader, Tony Abbott, will also be in Western Sydney today, making his own pitch to woo voters away from Labor. The Climate Commission's latest report says this summer's extreme weather was made worse by climate change. Australia experienced its hottest summer on record. The report says the extreme heat, floods and bushfires were all aggravated by the shifting climates. The Homicide Squad is investigating the death of fugitive sex offender Antonio Laguancio after a dramatic end to a two-day siege in Melbourne's north. The 40-year-old had been holed up in a Glenroy house since Friday night. Police found his body in a burnt-out bungalow at the back of the house yesterday afternoon. Victoria's biggest ever civil trial begins in Melbourne today. More than 10,000 people affected by the Black Saturday bushfires have joined the class action. They're suing power company SP AusNet, claiming its failure to maintain power lines sparked the deadly Kilmore East blaze. And unions are pushing for higher pay for apprentices. They're asking Fair Work Australia to increase the wages for first-year apprentices to 60% of the full trade rate. Employers, though, say the move would cost jobs.